Americans didn't invent beer. The refreshing, intoxicating, and fattening malt beverage goes back to the Babylonians and beyond. We're not world famous for our beer the way Germans and Czechs are. We don't even drink the most beer per capita. The Czechs, at 132 liters per person per year, take that prize. Americans rank 12th behind such nations as Slovenia and Venezuela. Who knew? But no nation anywhere brews more different kinds of beer, probably 100 varieties of lagers and pilsners, ales and porters and stouts. As you travel across the United States, you may run into red ales, amber ales, golden ales, blonde ales, cream ales, and something called India Pale Ales, which aren't from India at all, but were first brewed in Britain for export to its India colony. Americans brew light beers, wheat beers, rye beers, barleycorn beers, bock beers, all sorts of seasonal beers, low-carb beers, and beers flavored with the essence of everything from blueberry to pumpkin to chili. A few years ago, the Miller Brewing Company, now known as Miller Coors, made a clear beer until it discovered people prefer a rich caramel color and a frothy head on their beers. And Anheuser-Busch, America's biggest brewer, which is now Belgian-owned, is pushing a beer packed with 54 milligrams of caffeine in every 355 milliliter can. Why so many kinds of beer? Well, even though Anheuser-Busch, Miller Coors, and a couple of other big breweries have bought out many of their competitors and dominate sales, there are more than 500 smaller craft breweries, as they're called, plus thousands of local brew pubs making beer in small batches. Many of these breweries have developed a loyal following using social media and imaginative marketing. The wacky names of some of their beers, such as Bad Frog, Dead Armadillo, and Weeping Radish Amber Lager, have caught the attention of beer buyers at bars, restaurants, and retail checkout stands. We may not be the world's thirstiest beer drinkers, but we have raised many a tankard to the sentiment expressed by an early American statesman, Benjamin Franklin, who was known to quaff a few cold ones in his time. Franklin said, "Beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy." I'm Ted Landfair.